and welcome to Making Palmy Home. I'm Lorna Johnson, and my guest this morning is Ranuti from Sri Lanka. So good morning, and how are you?
Good morning, Lorna. Hi, my name is Ranuti Dissanayake. I'm from Sri Lanka. I'm 17 this year. I go to Palmerston North Girls High. I live with my mom, dad, and my sister. And I've been to Palmerston North 2 years ago.
Okay, that's great. So you are, in fact, the first school student that I've had on to interview, so that's awesome. Thank you for that.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
It's really nice of you to volunteer, and I should point out that it's a teacher-only day today, so we're not working school or anything like that to do the interview. So you, what year are you in at Girls High?
Year 12.
Year 12, okay. And so you came to Palmerston North a couple of years ago?
Yeah, 2 years ago.
And before that, were you living in New Zealand, or did you come direct from Sri Lanka?
No, I came in directly from Sri Lanka.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about that. What brought you and the family here, and what was it like?
So we came to New Zealand 2 years ago. Palmerston North because of my mother's higher education at Massey University. So when thinking of coming to New Zealand, we looked at different cities as options. My parents got to know about Palmerston North through their friends. There were so many things that attracted us to the city. So first thing is that it's not as crowded as Auckland, but then at the same time, it's not as quiet as the countryside.
It's like a
mixture of industrial and like natural elements like woven together to create this like a very relaxed and a safe environment. And the second thing is the diverse community here. Earlier this year, we got to know that there are about 130 different ethnic groups living in Palmerston North. I know the Sri Lankan community is like, when looking at proportionally, it's quite small compared to like all the other ethnicities. But when you look at the big picture, that difference is the only thing only similar thing between us, you know, the fact that we come from very different backgrounds. So it just, I think, makes this city feel at home.
That's great. Well, I think we should be employing you on the city councillors to do the PR for us. Quite honestly, that was great. And so you deliberately thought that Palmerston North would be a good place to live, you and the family. So when you came over from Sri Lanka, was that... Is it intended to be just while your mum does the study, or is it a long-term move?
I think it's a long-term move, but then initially it was for my mother's studies.
Okay. And so what was it like for you as, you know, a teenager moving countries?
Yes. So immigrating to a different country all the way in the Southern Hemisphere, it's like, it's very challenging. It was an exciting experience, but then there was also a little bit of sorrow involved because we had to leave our family and friends behind. So it's everything totally different from what we had it and what we experienced in Sri Lanka. We came in just in time for winter.
Oh, yes.
Coming from a tropical country, that was really hard. Getting used to the climate and the weather, and also like adjusting to the New Zealand's way of life, you know, the culture, the food, you know. Only when you come to a new country, you realize how much you take knowing how to do like day-to-day activities like for granted, you know, like back in Sri Lanka.
Oh, that's so true. That is so true.
It is.
Because you in your home country, you know how things work.
Yeah, like...
You know the system.
Yeah.
Even the simplest thing, you know how it works.
Yeah.
And then when you come somewhere else...
You're confused by all the easiest tasks.
Yeah.
So it was kind of challenging. The main challenge for us as a family was to find a house for rental.
Right.
It took us a bit of like a month or two to find one. For me, the biggest challenge was the school.
Yeah.
In Sri Lanka, my school, Mrs. College, one of the best girls' schools in Sri Lanka, it's from nursery to year 13.
So it's been my second home. None of this sort of primary, intermediate, secondary system.
No, it's been my second home, like ever since I started schooling. So, and I was involved in a lot of school activities like sports and extracurricular. So like teachers used to know me, the students used to know me, the corridor was my home.
Yeah.
And then when you come here, I'm the new kid on the block.
Yes. It's a hard thing, isn't it, to go into a new school I assume you didn't know anybody at all?
No, I didn't know anybody at all. I was buddied up with another friend, so she helped me around the school. Okay, but then within a week, I made my own friends. They were also immigrant kids, so like international students. So like they know what it feels like to be in a different country. They helped me out a lot. And it's again that thing, that difference being our only similarity.
We've all been through a similar experience. Yeah. We've all moved from another country and we're starting again in New Zealand. And so it doesn't matter, and to some degree, what that other country was.
Yeah.
You know, the experience is similar.
Experience is the same.
Yeah. So how did you find a difference in the education system? Was that quite different?
Or? It was. Yeah. It was. So the main difference I realized when I came here was that we are able to use our phones in school. Because in Sri Lanka, we are not allowed phones in school. So that's the main difference. And like working in our school, because it's like in the city and like it's one of the best, smart learning was a thing. And like we were doing smart learning. But
so by smart learning, do you mean using devices?
Yeah,
and
using
stuff
devices
like that.
And stuff like that. So when I came here, it was mainly based on devices, like whereas like in Sri Lanka, it's the textbooks and that. So it was a different experience, like having a device all day long. And then just like the education wasn't challenging for me. It was different.
Yeah.
The things you learn in subjects was different. So, and like, just like the way of school and everything is completely different here.
Yeah, just like how the classrooms are organized.
Yeah, how the classrooms are organized. So like, for example, in Sri Lanka, you stay in the same classroom, teachers like come and go for periods.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
So like, that's how it goes. And we only have one interval, lunchtime, which is about like 30 minutes. But when you come here, you're not in a classroom.
You're moving from place to place.
And then you got two intervals, and which is something my friends are so jealous of me.
So you're still in touch with your friends back
yeah,
home?
Yeah, I still am. Because like all through this, I find time to. I talk to my grandparents every day, and I talk to my friends as well.
Oh, that's lovely. And so you're able to share your experience with them and keep in touch, which I think is very important for that kind of grounding and not feeling totally lost in a new place.
Yeah.
So let's think now, a couple of years on, how is school going for you now?
It's great. I'm a year 12 student doing NCA level 2 this year. I've chosen three sciences and economics as like the subjects I do. I've done like a lot of stuff this year, like a lot of things happening this year for me. Earlier this year, Palmerston North had the Multicultural Festival of Cultures.
That's right.
I was able to take part in it and involved in representing Sri Lanka at the festival and events parallel to that. We were able to win the Best Cultural Award.
yes, because Sri Lanka won the best award.
Yeah, we did.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, so like the whole Sri Lankan community got together and we worked so hard.
And as you say, it's not a big community here in Palmerston North.
It was really good, you know, to see that we got to do that. It's an achievement as a country.
Yes, and it's a nice way for people in Palmerston North to experience a little bit of the culture of you know, some of the countries that we've got represented here.
Yeah, it's like for me it was a great opportunity to get exposed into like different cultures and ethnicities around the world. Especially the food.
The food's great.
The food's great.
Yeah. I'm sure that's the main attraction. But I think that just the ability to showcase your country, your culture, your food, I think that's very important.
Yeah, it's like when you come to a different country, you try to fit in. And sometimes, like, especially for the kids, they might forget their roots.
Yeah.
So doing something like that, it's still keeping in touch with your culture, but you're still being Kiwi, you know.
Yeah.
For Sri Lankans, it's Shrivi, you know. We are Shrivi.
Right. And what does that mean?
Sri Lankan Kiwi.
Oh, I see. Sorry, I was a bit slow on the uptake there.
Sorry.
No, that's me. So are you still keeping up your language and other skills?
Yes, I still I talk Sinhala at my house. Mm-hmm. And whenever I meet with Sri Lankan communities, always Sri Lankan, the Sinhala that we talk.
So Sinhala is the name of the language.
Yeah, Sinhala is the name of the language.
I've seen some of the script. It's a very different script, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. It's very curvy.
So you presumably had already been educated in English, had you?
Yeah. I started, all of my schooling was done in English medium, right. So it wasn't difficult for me to adjust to the language here.
Okay, that's one good thing, I suppose. Yeah. So I hear your dad, so for those who don't know, Ranuti's dad kind of volunteered her to do the interview. I'm not quite sure how much volunteering she did herself. And your dad, you're doing great. So your dad was feeling a proud dad of your achievements. So I know you're quite modest, but tell us about some of your achievements at Girls Fund.
So I'm part of the Multicultural Committee. I'm a member of the committee. And this year we organized quite a lot of events for international students and Ramadan as well, just to get people to know about the culture, and we will continue to do so for upcoming.
So that's within the school.
It's within the school, the Multicultural Committee. We do
very cool
different events to promote different cultures, and we also have a day where it's like a festival of cultures, but like in school, where we get together. It's like about the food and the games and all the costumes and all that.
Because you'd be quite a multicultural school, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, it is. Like when I first came here, I thought it was going to be like mostly like New Zealand people. But then when I came here, it was so different. Like so many people from different cultures, different skin colors. And like even in classrooms, you can see flags of different countries. Hello in different languages. We have a wall, a welcome wall.
Like we have in the library.
Have a welcome wall with different names, and I see friends going to together to that wall and to point out, hey, that's my language there, and to do that. And I've been part of a lot of extensions at school, so I'm leading this extension called Girl Up, and other part of like other extensions to learn new skills and to make friends with new people. And education-wise, I think I'm doing pretty well with NCA level 2. It's a big step up from level 1, but I'm thinking I'm doing all right.
Well done. You're involved in so many things. I think that's wonderful.
And apart from that, I'm a youth cadet at St. John's in Palmerston North. And this year has been the first half of the year has been packed with first aid competitions and like training for that, and then completing voluntary hours and completing things required to do get the badges towards the Grand Prize Award. And
wow, that's amazing. You're a very busy person, and that's wonderful that you've been able to get involved in so much so quickly. That's great. Look, we'll just take a short break at the moment to listen to some of your music, and then we'll be back.
Ratnadeep Janmabhoomi Lankadeep Vijayabhoomi Me ape udaravu Matrubhoomi yai Matrubhoomi yai Adi Singhare, Virakti Mutundeyi
Sayabhu, Udarabhu, Matrubhumiyai Matrubhumiyai
Mani kese Bologe bhi nidhal bhi
Awesome. So we're back on Making Pommy Home, and I'm Lorna Johnson. My guest today is Ranuti from Sri Lanka, and she's been talking about what it was like settling into the new school environment in Palmerston North. and a little bit about all of the activities that she's involved with at school, which is huge. So you're a very busy person. And you talked about your family came with you, and you said you had a sister. Is it a younger sister?
Yeah, it's a younger sister. Yeah. She's at Penance.
Okay. And how is she finding it? Is it good for her there?
Yeah, because for her, when she first came in, she went to College Street. Right. And she was able to make friends with Sri Lankan kids.
Oh, so, that's like, great. Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't think it was different, like difficult for her, because she was with Sri Lankan friends. And then when she came to Penance, she obviously made a lot of friends. And she talk on them on a daily basis. Even when they come home, it's like they're on chatting on phone.
Yeah, that's good. And yeah. I think Penance is quite a multicultural school as well.
Yeah, and she's like involved in a lot of stuff at school as well. So they have the First Voice, which is to write in their own language about something. They say it was to talk about a famous place in the country. And I was able to not mentor her, but mentor another kid. Another
Sri Lankan. So you were able to be one of the First Voice mentors. Yeah,
mentors.
We had Jeremy from the library talking about the First Voice program a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, it's great.
And then she's involved in a lot of stuff. Like she does drama, and then she obviously does like sports, badminton. Even like during lunchtime, she comes home and she, you know, okay, I played this, I played that, you know, I won this and all that.
Do you think that's helped you both, the fact that you're both quite outgoing, that you've been able to get involved in lots of stuff?
Yeah, and I think the credit goes to my dad.
He's behind you, pushing you on. Yeah,
he's like, he wants us to get involved. He just doesn't want us to feel like alone, like away from home. So I think, he finds a lot of opportunities for us to get involved in.
That's good.
That's great.
So did you have any difficulties at all settling in? I mean, it sounds as though it's gone pretty well.
Yeah, I'm thinking like missing home,
right,
like away from home, being homesick.
Yeah.
So we had to leave all our family and friends behind. And now I come here, I feel like I'm missing out like on what's happening in Sri Lanka, especially like year 12, 13, that's like best years of a Sri Lankan student's life. So, like, I'm not being able to kind of experience that. But at the same time, I don't think it's like missing out. It's just I'm experiencing a different thing, a different country. So it's a different experience. And then finding challenging, maybe like making friends. Because when I first came here, I was quite shy because I was a new kid on the block. So I was like, I don't want to, you know.
Talk to people.
But then I got over it soon. It's been great.
It's good. So have family been able to visit you?
Yes. So we came in July 2019, and my grandparents came in December 2019. And so it was great for them to see where we're living, you know, what we do on a daily basis, the schools we go to, the stuff we do at school. So, like, they're not worried about us knowing that, oh, no, this is what they're doing. You know, I've seen their house, and all that.
So that helped to reassure them that you were fine.
We were fine. We were safe. And we traveled a lot with them, like, around the country. We went to Wellington, Auckland, and all those places, Taupo. My grandparents were very mesmerized by the Huka Falls. It was, me too. First time seeing
the
Huka Falls.
Yeah.
And I've been, ever since I'm traveling to Hamilton, I've been always like stop at Huka Falls and just, you know, spend like a good time there. And just to see the crystallized water.
It's a beautiful place.
It's a beautiful place.
We're very lucky in New Zealand that we've got lots of lovely places all over. So it's nice that you've been able to travel a bit.
Yeah.
And so did your grandparents get home before COVID
hit?
Yes,
they were very lucky. They were just, their flight was planned on March 18th, which was the day that Sri Lanka locked down. So we were able to like book a flight early and got get them home before that thing. So it was very lucky.
Oh, goodness. Very so that lucky. Was really tight.
It was very tight.
Yeah. And how are things in Sri Lanka regarding COVID?
So Sri Lanka was successful in like controlling the first wave, but unfortunately with the second wave coming, it's been a bit of like unrest going on there. But I do hope Sri Lanka comes back from it, like, you know, combats it and, you know, being back to normal. my friends, they're not at school anymore. You know, they're doing online classes, and it's been like that ever since COVID hit. So, yeah, and they had to write. So, like I write NC level one, they had to do O levels, which is their kind of NCA.
Yes.
So, yeah, it was challenging for them, but I think they've, you know, done a pretty good job, like with this course, especially like getting used to the technology quite quickly, and then, you know, doing stuff. They've even like in rural schools, I've seen like, you know, getting access to internet. You know, the schools and the principals have worked really hard to get it done
with the parents.
Yeah, stuff online and getting parents involved in it. Yeah.
Yes, I think we're very fortunate here in New Zealand that we haven't had a lot of that. And unless people have family abroad, like you do and like I do, I think they're perhaps not aware of what it's been like in other countries.
Yeah. So we talked to my grandparents and my auntie, my mother's elder sister, every day. And then we are able to share the experience in New Zealand to Sri Lanka and Sri Lanka to New Zealand.
Yeah.
So we know what's going on in both the countries.
Yeah, so you're very much in touch with family and friends back home.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. So tell us now, what are your plans for when you leave school? What are you planning to do?
So I'm planning to go to university, but I still haven't figured out what I want to do in uni. It's either something in the medicine field or something in the economics field. It's bouncing back and forth between those two. But I do hope I find my passion on what I want to do. And then, yeah, obviously get higher education and then, you know, go higher through there. And just to give back to my parents and, you know, what they've done for me.
Well, and you've got the great example of your mum going for, you know, postgraduate study and so on here. So I suppose you're quite motivated to...
Yeah, quite motivated to do the same.
Yeah. And you're doing science and economics, you said, at school. So you've kept your options open, haven't you,
for
which way you want to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. and would you leave Palmerston North to study in another city?
I think I would.
Yeah.
I just want to get the experience of being in a different city, know, getting used to it. It'll be just like this, like getting used to Palmerston North, but I've done it once.
Yes,
I'll do
exactly.
It again.
you've already got the skills and talents there, haven't you? Yeah, that's awesome. So if you had any words of advice for other young people in your situation coming to Palmerston North, or even for, you know, perhaps the young people at school who've been brought up in New Zealand, who, you know, how can we make that transition easier for people, do you think?
I think you have to have someone in your back. For me, it was my family. So you have to have your family to back yourself. And then, you know, just be confident. Don't back out. Just, you know, be true to yourself. Don't change because you came here.
Yes.
You know, and then, yeah, just keep going. You know, you'll get there one day.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that... you know, if you're confident in yourself and you know who you are and where you're from, your own identity, I think other people can relate to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like that authenticity, you know, it's original. So, like, people will like it other than trying to be in something you're not.
Yeah, absolutely. And so in terms of the school environment for newcomers, it sounds as though it's a very welcoming environment.
It is. So on the first day, you get buddied up with someone from the school. And I remember last year I volunteered to do the budding because I know what it feels like to, like, on the first day.
Of course.
But unfortunately, it didn't happen because of COVID. So, like, nobody
came to.
So
you haven't had so many new people. Yeah,
I haven't had people to, you know, show around the school and all that. But it's very welcoming, you know, like after you come to school, you're with your buddy for the first 2 days until like they get your timetable sorted and all that. But then when you get the timetable, you get called to the assistant principal's office, you know, and they ask about, you know, how's it like, you know, what do you need? And there are so many like support systems in school with counselors and even like form teachers. They're very friendly. Even friends, like, you know, we can just go and talk about anything. So, yeah, it's been very welcoming. And for someone coming from a different country, what it makes feel like home and, like, feel welcomed, I think, is those flags around the classroom and, like, hello signs in different languages, you know. And, yeah, it's great.
That's really interesting and good to know because I know that there are lots of schools that try and hang the flags of the countries that their pupils are from. And It's good to hear that, you know, that does make a difference. It does help people feel welcome and feel at home. It's so have you got the Sri Lankan flag there?
Yeah, in one classroom I've seen the Sri Lankan flag.
That's good.
And then obviously in the wall you got hello in all the different languages students are from.
Yeah. That's fantastic, isn't it, really? So if you get any free time, what do you do in your free time?
So so normally like weekdays, it's quite busy for me with like St. John and badminton and all this stuff. So my holiday starts on Friday, just when I finish school. Even like my pace of walking towards my mom's car, it's very slow. It's very relaxed.
Right.
I take in the environment that I don't get to do like other days. And then so like Friday, it's like, you know, I don't do anything else, you know, watch movies or
just
like
chill out.
Chill out. And on Mondays, Saturdays and Sundays, I usually cycle around the Manawatu River with my dad and my sister. And
along the cycle tracks.
We do that and then we just come home and then, you know, just finish my homework or whatever. And then I do spend a lot of time at the city library, you know, like last year I've been addicted to reading series of books, especially like murder mysteries and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So there was a series that I was particularly interested in, and the third book of the series was in there at the library, and I was like, oh, I have to read it. But then the library has an option of you can ask them to buy the book for you.
That's right.
And I did that, and I was eagerly waiting to get the book, and they did send me the book, and I read it. So yeah, I've been very involved in the library.
Well, that's good to hear. And it's always nice to have a positive word about the library. That's great. Look, we've come to the end of our time. It's gone very quickly.
It does. It does feel like time flies.
Thank you so much for sharing your experiences with us.
Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to come.
It's been great. And we hope that lots of young people will feel more confident when they hear how you've addressed things.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Thank you so much.
That's great. So people, you've been listening to Making Palmy Home. I'm Lorna Johnson, and you can catch the show at npr.nz/show/Making Palmy Home. Cheerio.